So if you traveled over the Memorial Day holiday, have you recovered? Airlines canceled thousands of flights. People waited in long lines at airports, more crowded than they've been in years. And this is just the start of summer travel. Joining us to help you navigate your next vacation, as he always does, Here Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, the tracking service FlightAware says airlines canceled some 2,500 flights in the U.S., 7,000 worldwide. Why?
Those are huge numbers, Robin, right, for a period other than, let's say, when there's a hurricane or a winter storm or some huge event. Look, there was weather. There were air traffic control issues in some places. But in a lot of cases, these airlines are still dealing with staffing issues where they don't have all the people they wish they could, that they would normally have in the first place. All of the reserves, the pilots and the flight attendants standing by to cover when others aren't there. And then when you get the sick calls related to increases in COVID in some cases, mm-hmm, and other things, we get to where we are right now, these right, huge numbers of flight cancellations,
you know, there was
including
some
among airlines that have typically been more reliable.
Right. There was some speculation it might have been saving gas. Do you think that's factoring in?
No. Fuel costs very much impact the airline
but
industry.
But they're not going to do that.
Well,
but what should travelers do, you know, after cancellations or in cases where you spend an hour in a plane in a tarmac? What kind of compensation can you get?
In the U.S., not much, especially when the airline's able to blame it on something like weather or air traffic control. The airlines might have to pay big fines if they keep you on the tarmac for hours, but those go to the government, not directly to you. Now, when it's the airline's fault, that's different. What you really have to do is just be proactive and creative about helping the airline know what your flexibility is, right? If you're willing to fly to a different airport or do something that's not what they have you plan to do, tell them that, because they won't assume it. And sometimes it can get you where you're going a lot faster,
right,
because this is a real mess right now.
Well, we hear elsewhere that there are Department of Transportation rules, and if an airline significantly changes your flight and you have to cancel completely, they're required to give you a refund. But some say, look at that word significantly, because that's debatable. Or you can ask for things like a hotel room if you're stranded. And we remember there was a passenger bill of rights that was talked about. Where is that now?
Still languishing. And so let's see if this changes things. Over the past decades, some rules did change in favor of travelers. How you're able to cancel within 24 hours after booking, for example. How the airline has to advertise the total cost of a trip. Rather than advertising a price that doesn't include the taxes and fees. Those things have changed in favor of travelers, and the tarmac delay rule itself, that the airline's not allowed to keep you on the tarmac for 3 hours or more without facing those big fines. But the broader Bill of Rights, as it's called, proposed mainly by some Democratic senators, similar to what exists in Europe, where you're owed a lot of compensation in a much broader range of situations, hasn't moved
right,
beyond just being a proposal.
So just briefly, if people say, I'm going to drive instead of take a flight, we're hearing there aren't a lot of rental cars because car companies sold off fleets during the lockdown. So is that a cautionary tale there?
It is. I think you might be sort of being too cute, too clever by half-pick your metaphor by trying to drive a really long distance, especially when you take into account safety. Flying still is the safest way to travel a long distance, just not as reliable of a way as it typically has been.
And there might not be a rental car, and you have to pay for the gas. Here now, transportation
exactly,
analyst Seth Kaplan, thanks as always.
You got it, Robin.